To combat the opioid overdose crisis, Massachusetts health authorities are encouraging more people to get the overdose reversal drug Naloxone, better known by the brand name Narcan. And here in Massachusetts, Narcan is easy to get because of what's called a standing order, where you can walk into most major pharmacies and just get a Narcan kit. But then what? How and when do you use it? Well, with us now, with some answers and helpful information on Narcan, is Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Maria.
So, Carrie, it's easier to get Narcan. That seems like a good thing. When might someone need to have Narcan handy?
Well, so yes, it is a good thing that it's more readily available. And knowing how to use Narcan has been compared to knowing how to do CPR. You know, you never know when someone on the street or in a home might have a heart attack, might need emergency resuscitation. And similarly, in the midst of our opioid epidemic, you never know when someone near you might be overdosing and need an emergency dose. So Narcan is spreading so widely that one of our reporters at Common Health, Miriam Wasser, writes that she was at a Christmas party last month where a box of Narcan was given as a gift. And it comes, by the way, as a spray that you squirt up the nostrils of the person having the overdose.
So I suppose it's a nice gift, a pragmatic gift, a thoughtful gift. But also a bit of a grim one, if you think about it.
Yeah, a bit grim. But also, on the other hand, it's really a chance to save a life. And as you noted, it does also raise some of those basic questions that you mentioned. And Miriam set out to answer in the story she did for us. So, for example, how long does it take to work? Can you possibly mess it up? And how do you even know if someone needs it, for sure?
So let's start with the last one, because that seems like it could really be tricky. You see someone out in public. Let's say they're slumped over. But they could be sleeping or under some other kind of influence, not opioids. So how do you know when to use it?
Right. So Amy Delaney at the Boston Public Health Commission says the first thing you do is you look for breathing. If they're not breathing or if their breathing is slow or irregular, that's a medical emergency and you call 911. And Delaney says other signs of an opioid overdose are very grayish or pale skin, blue lips or fingertips and blue nail beds, or abnormally small pupils, but mostly especially if the person just can't wake up. Mm. And our reporter, Miriam Wasser, attended a free Narcan class that Amy Delaney taught. Here's what she heard there from Dr. Christian Olsen, who's a doctor at Mass General.
I think the training is really right that you should assess them and really make sure that they're unconscious, because there are several people, and I think many of us see them in Boston on a street or in a public facility where they are slumped over. And I think by carrying Narcan now, I feel a lot more confident, even as a physician, just going up and shaking them and saying, hey, are you okay? And having them wake up.
Okay, but Carrie, what if they don't wake up?
So if they don't wake up and it really does look like they're in an overdose, you should administer the Narcan. And by the way, with all the potent fentanyl that's in circulation right now, an overdose can also have a different look, but Narcan can still work. You just might need more of it. Here's Amy Delaney describing a man who came out of a bathroom at first looking okay.
All of a sudden, his whole body just went seized up. His hands went to claws, and he just dropped. Now, fentanyl can cause something called wooden chest syndrome or chest wall rigidity, where all of the muscles in the body will constrict, right? So it's a lot more traumatic and violent looking than one would expect from an overdose.
So, Carrie, say you have someone who clearly does need Narcan. What do you do then? Can you mess it up by giving it?
So no, don't worry about that. Delaney says, truly, don't worry about side effects. The worst thing that can happen is you give someone a wet nose. I mean, basically, you're just sticking the nozzle into their nostril and pumping it. It usually takes 3 to 5 minutes to work, she says. And here's a key point.
It's really important, if 911 has not arrived, to explain that they just experienced an overdose. You just administered Narcan, and that the Narcan is going to wear off. So they can't go off and be alone, and they should wait for first responders. But it's important as bystanders to inform them that they're at much higher risk.
That's a much higher risk of the overdose kicking back in. So they do need professional medical care.
Now, this is all pretty daunting, you know, this new role that any public-minded citizen is being asked to consider taking on as an overdose fighter, essentially. What advice do you have for folks who are worried about the person they administer this to waking up and being agitated?
Well, I mean, you may have heard stories about people who do wake up upset or even violent, but experts that Miriam spoke with say that type of reaction usually only happens when people are given too much intravenous naloxone too quickly, or Narcan. Nasal naloxone is absorbed by the body more slowly, meaning that a person wakes up more slowly. But it could be a fraught situation. Here's Jeremy Walsh. He's the paramedic coordinator for the Cambridge Fire Department.
If you're alone and you don't feel very easy about the situation, then I would, if you're going to give Narcan, you can give it. You don't have to stay on scene. If you feel like you're unsafe, I would call 911 and get to a safer area. You have to go with your gut instinct and do what you think is right.
So all good advice there. Carrie, before we go, is there one last piece of advice you'd offer our listeners?
Yeah, Maria, I'd say that the bottom line here is if you're going to carry Narcan, you might really want to take a class, as you would before performing CPR, right? And the Boston Public Health Commission offers classes. They're free and open to the public. The State Department of Public Health also has a list of other classes throughout the state. And they're really good. They allay common misconceptions and they just kind of let you visualize what it might be like to use Narcan. And also, we have a link to Narcan training classes near the bottom of Miriam's story on Common Health.
All right, Carrie Goldberg is host of WBUR's Common Health. You can find a link to those classes as well as Miriam Wasser's explainer on our website, radioboston.org. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Maria Garcia. This is Radio Boston.